Inside Digantara's pivot from space to defense.
Google Pay takes UPI beyond bank balance.
Atlas in talks to raise $40 million.
Japan's Mizuho picks majority stake in top startup banker Avendus.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with space tech and a reality check on where the money is actually coming from for India's booming space tech startups. Spoiler alert, it's actually the defense sector.
That's right. And the company in focus today is Digantara. It just raised about $50 million in a Series B round. But the bigger story is not the money, it's the pivot. So Digantara is shifting away from commercial space surveillance and leaning heavily into defense segment.
So we spoke to the founder and CEO, Anirudh Sharma, who said that the commercial demand for space-related services is still quite insignificant. So he's actually turned his focus to defense.
Yes, so governments and defense agencies are the biggest spenders here. So Digantara is following the money.
So what's interesting is that their core tech tracks fast-moving objects in space. And now that same stack is being adapted for missile detection. That includes hypersonic and suborbital threats, which are a big focus area for defense agencies globally.
Digantara already has about 6 defense customers across India, the US, the UK, Japan, Australia, and Singapore. They are also investing heavily in the US to meet Made in America defense procurement rules, while the India team focuses on software, algos, and optical payloads.
So what's next for them? Well, multiple satellite launches over the next year, a larger constellation rollout planned for 2026, and in the near term, executing defense contracts they've already won. From missiles in space to money on your phone, let's switch gears to payments.
Yes, so Google Pay is pushing UPI beyond just bank balances. It has launched a RuPay credit card that can be linked directly to UPI in partnership with Axis Bank.
So what this means is users can now pay merchants using credit, but through the familiar UPI flow.
Yes, remember Google Pay is India's second largest UPI app after PhonePe, and this puts it directly into transactional credit segment, something Paytm started back in 2023.
And earlier this year, PhonePe too launched its own RuPay credit card with SBI cards. So the competition here is only getting started.
Yes, and RuPay is key to the story. Some background here, about 18% of all credit card transactions in India now happen through RuPay. And importantly, only RuPay cards can be linked to UPI since both are run by NPCI.
So what do RuPay credit cards on UPI really offer? For users, it means credit without changing payment behavior. For platforms, it's a new monetization lever. Google already has an Axis Bank partnership for Ace Visa credit cards, but RuPay gives it access to the UPI layer, and that's where the scale is. Now let's talk travel. Atlas, an online visa application platform backed by A16Z, is said to be nearing a $35 to $40 million fundraise, according to our sources. Now we hear that SIG or Susquehanna International Group, Make My Trip, and Belgian investor Sofina could put in around $30 million in that round.
Just a bit of a background here, existing investors like Peak 15 Partners and Elevation Capital are expected to contribute the rest, around $5 to $10 million. So Atlas is said to be negotiating at a valuation of around $200 million.
Now, the timing of these talks is notable. International travel demand is surging. December flight bookings are up 20 to 25% year on year. Holiday durations are getting longer. And Indians have spent about $50 billion on foreign holidays over the last 3 years. Average trip budgets, too, are up by 20 to 30%. The final story today, a big cross-border financial deal. Japan's Mizuho Financial Group has reached an agreement to acquire a majority stake in Mumbai-based Avendis, which is backed by KKR. So they will be buying out KKR's stake. And Avendis is important because it's virtually the banker for every unicorn in town.
That's right. So KKR affiliate Redpoint Investments will sell its stake to Mizuho Securities. Avendis co-founder and executive vice chairman Rano Vora will also divest part of his holding, but he'll continue in his role until regulatory approvals come through.
So Money Control had reported last week that talks for a majority stake were nearing closure, and we now come to understand that Mizuho is taking a controlling stake of 61.6% and is seeking approval to raise this to 78.3% for ₹4,700 crore.
And that would make this Mizuho's largest deal in India so far. Avendis founders Gaurav Deepak and Kaushal Agarwal will continue to lead the firm, and the company will retain its brand and identity.
So idea here is to combine Avendis's local expertise with Mizuho's global scale. And it's another signal of Japanese financial institutions increasing their exposure to India, especially in the BFSI space, where a deal between MUFG and Shriram Finance is also expected later this week.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.